Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinion. Do you truly, it's about everything, really, but it does center around a little bit about politics, but it also talks about, like, problems in, like, your community or, like, things that you think should be important to address. So the first question is, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No, nothing in that sphere, no.
All right. As you may be aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
The first.
All right. So with which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Democrat, all right. What is your main racial background?
White Cuban.
All right. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age? Or would you feel more comfortable with me giving ranges of ages and tell me which you fit under?
I'm 30 years old.
30 years old, all right. So generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I would argue that the things going wrong with Miami-Dade are in no way unique to Miami-Dade. We'll say that.
All right. So, but if you kind of had to like base it off on maybe these two options, would you say that for you personally, they're going on like the wrong, like the right track because like they're not so bad, or would you say it's going off on the wrong track?
Oh, the latter.
All right. So, from the following list, which is like one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? And the options are quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, flooding, like sea level rise and environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, corruption in local government, or crime and neighborhood safety.
I would say, am I allowed to pick two?
No, I'm just
oh, okay.
One.
No,
sorry.
That's fine. I would argue, I guess if I had to pick one for the biggest one, I would probably say corruption.
All right. A lot of people also struggle with this one. They're like, oh, they're all so important. So the next one is, although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote for the Democratic candidate? Lean slightly.
Oh, the first, by far. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but...
Oh, don't worry, it's fine. So the next one is, I'm going to read you like a list of some public officials in the Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. And if you could please tell me if you have either like a favorable opinion or an unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have never heard of them or have no opinion, you could also say so. So the first one is Cindy Lerner.